Coach just said DRC was ankle. Rather hear ankle than knee, would you?
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to hear anything, but, you know, for a corner, you don't want to mess up your knees.
We know that injuries are part of this game, but, I mean, when you see somebody in the backfield go down like that, what's running through your mind?
Well, I'm just hoping he's okay. You know, we can get him back quick. And, you know, really for him, I mean, this is a big year for him and our team, so we can't lose a guy like that.
Chase, a lot's been made about the speed of the offense. They've been going fast. Y'all been in practice early just about every day. How has up-tempo offense affected the defense?
Well, you got to be in shape to defend it. I know that because they're coming rapid fire, and it's just going to prepare us down the road. We're going to see it some. Teams are starting to do it more. I mean, you know Philly's going to do it. The Patriots do it every year, so we're going to see it at least three or four games where guys are going to speed it up on us. So it's good to have that preparation.
Going up against this receiving corps every day, how good are they, and how tough are they going to be to stop?
They're tough, man. You know, they're tough without Peyton. So you add Peyton to the mix, it creates a dangerous mix. And they give us a lot of work. We have our hands full, but we like that challenge because we're not going to see this kind of package come at us any Sunday.
Jim, how much can you learn on the back when you guys run 2 minutes? That's really where you always want to force field goals, right? When you're doing 2 minutes, how much you learn about where you guys
play? Well, one thing about football is full of situations, and there's no more an important situation than 2 minutes because the game's usually on the line. So at that moment, you got to really be dialed in, and it's good to get that worked because we probably got one of the better two-minute quarterbacks to ever do it. So, you know, you get that good preparation from him, and, you know, those reps will definitely help us in the long run.
Champ, when you first got to camp, everybody's excited, and now the camp started things. Now you're about 6 days in, the grind starting to hit. What do you do to kind of push through?
Well, just take care of your body. You know, it's more mental than physical because we're all going to be tired. We're all going to be dragging. It's just all about who has the willpower to push themselves through it. And, you know, guys are starting to show that now because it's starting to really sit on you, especially after a day off. You know, it'll really sit on you when you come back.
Champ, what do you think about Duke and Nacho and how he's been playing at camp so far?
Impressive. You know, he's getting better every day. One thing about him, he stayed hungry. He had great OTAs and even better camp. So I'm looking forward to seeing him grow a lot more.